Time for another spotlight on your business here on 1410 KGRN, and we turn our attention to one of my favorite businesses, one of my favorite people to talk to, Kurt Heinzelman from Kurt's Collision Center. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
How's biz?
Very good. Very busy.
I'm sorry to hear that. That means people have had had problems with their cars.
Yep, that they have.
Yeah, I guess one person's tragedy is enough.
Yeah.
Works
yeah.
out well. I got, again, full disclosure, I still, that car, you fixed the front end of my van when I intersected with a deer. This is a few years ago now, four or five years ago. Alex was still in high school, and I intersected with a deer, and I told him, I said, take it to Kurt, and you did well. That front end of that van still looks better than the rest of the thing.
Well, that's good. That's what our intentions are.
And it's all because, and you talk about this every year, but you're going to do it right. You're going to do it right the first time. You're going to use the right part.
That's correct. Yep. We do not use aftermarket parts. I have insurance companies call me every day. Well, everybody else does. I don't care what everybody else does. This is Kurt's Collision Center. My name's on the sign. This is the way we do it. And I can't even buy aftermarket parts. I've been what you call blackballed from Keystone. We parted ways probably 10, 15 years ago, and they said, well, I think it'd be just best if we didn't do business. I said, that sounds fantastic to me. So
so they know you're not going to deal with them. You're not going to accept anything less than what's right and proper.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is now, in the last few years, the OEM manufacturers are matching the parts prices on the aftermarket parts. So that has made our job easier. As far as, I mean, we still have to fight for everything, but we can get a price match usually, and that means we're still going to make money and match the aftermarket part price, but you're getting an OEM part just like you always have and always will. So
OEM, what does that stand for?
Original Equipment Manufacturer.
Okay. So, you know, it's
not something that's, although I have to say some of these OEM companies are starting to buy or have, starting to have Korea and China and stuff manufacture their some of their parts. So, but they're still OEM parts, GM parts. But
they're going to fit versus getting this aftermarket thing, and it doesn't even fit.
It won't even fit in a hole like in a tail light or something. Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this now?
Since 1970.
Oof.
Professionally. Did it in high school probably 2 or 3 years before that. So.
Wow.
Long time.
That is.
1.5 years.
Counting them down still? Every time we talk, you say, that next year. It's always the next year.
No, it's 1.5 years left.
Okay.
Unless I die first, that's what I tell everybody. But.
Wow. So I guess I better go wreck my car so I can get it done before you leave, right?
No. Greg and Sean will be there, and we got to find another person to take my place, but...
Are you going to kibitz while when you go into retirement? You're going to stand around and look over the shoulders and make sure everything stays the quality?
No. Nope, I don't have to. The people I got working there now, they know how to do it and the way to do it. And Sean's been, this March has been working for me for 18 years, and Greg's starting in his 24th, so...
You know, every time I drive by Kurt's Collision Center on West Street here in Grinnell, it's never not busy. There's never cars out there. It doesn't seem like you're ever hurting for work.
No, we've never. Last year and this year, both between Christmas and New Year's, we closed up. And Greg and Caleb and I went snowmobiling up in Wisconsin. Had a great time. We left on Monday morning, come home on Friday. But basically, that's about the first vacation that, I mean, we all take a little time off for different reasons. I mean, as far as Greg's kids are involved in sports and in FFA and 4-H and stuff, and Sean's boys are getting up there now to where they're in sports and in FFA. So we all have to take a little time off here and there. But
actually closing the shop down for a week, man, that's, you haven't done that for a while.
No, we do it once a year.
Yeah.
And I know, I apologize to people for the inconvenience we caused, but we have to get our sanity back. So
everybody's
entitled to some time off.
Absolutely. So, but you always have work when you come back.
Oh, yeah.
It's always waiting for you there.
Yep.
And that's got to be a compliment to you, though. I mean, you got to take that as, because people know and trust you. I mean, I trust you.
Yep.
I won't take it anywhere but to you.
And there's a lot of people that are that way, and we really appreciate it. And but we feel the reason we're doing it is because you're going to get the best job that you can humanly possibly get. So
how do you stay so doggone humble?
I believe in the good Lord.
Have you found it easier to? You mentioned that some of the insurance companies and things has it gotten easier over time? They knowing that they've dealt with you now and they accept it now grudgingly, but they still accept it, the fact that people are going to take it to Kurtz.
Well, yeah, they accept that, but they still try and fight with you and argue with you. And like I say, I had a gentleman from a company that him and I kind of got into a heated discussion over the telephone. Not going to mention the company, doesn't matter. But, well, everybody else does. I said, I don't care what everybody else does. I says, it doesn't matter to me. We're going to fix this car. We're going to fix it right, and that's the end of the question. Well, and he was $200 or $300 less than my estimate. Well, he got it within $6 of my estimate, and I thanked him for it. He called me back, and he did apologize to me. He said, I'm sorry that, you know. But he said, I'm just doing my job. I said, so am I.
Yeah.
You know.
So. I'm going to tell a story on you. I hope you're not getting upset or offended by this, but because you always shoot straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're a straight shooter, and that's why I think people trust like you and mm-hmm. trust you. I took my van to Kurtz not too long ago. My automatic sliding door, the cable broke on it, and I took it down to Kurtz to find out what it was going to take to fix it. And you looked it up, and you found mm-hmm. out, and you told me exactly what it was going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said to me, "Now, you don't need, the door will work with or without this. You just it's not won't work automatically. Now I can replace it for you, but it's going to cost you X number mm-hmm. of dollars." And it was over $1,000.
Oh yeah, it was expensive.
Like, it was like $1,200
yeah.
to fix that.
Yep.
He says, "Now I'll be more than willing to take your money and fix this if you want me to, but you don't need to do
right.
this." And I appreciated that because you could go to a lot of other places and they're going to say, "Oh yeah, we have to do this."
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And you were honest. I mean, it cost you $1,200 because you know, cheapo. I'm going to say, "Hey, I'm going to make the wife open the door to close by herself, take the little button pushing away from her." But you know, that cost you $1,200. Your honesty cost you $1,200 right there. And I can't imagine how many times you've done that over your career, but. You know, that talks to exactly what you're going to get every time you bring your vehicle to Kurtz
right.
Collision Center.
And we have a lot of people come in and they ask about fixing something. And I'm going to be honest with them. I'm going to look them right square in the eye and I'm going to say, if this was me, I would not do it. And it's not, I mean, it's, people appreciate that. I have people come bring cars down and have me look at them to see if they've been wrecked or whatever, if they've been fixed right. And I'm not going to lie to anybody. I mean, that gets you nowhere in life. And
I can't even convince you to do something that I'm okay with you doing, and you won't do it.
No, I will not.
I've got a rust issue on my truck, and I'm like, well, just you know, you give Bondo, scrape Bondo and paint, and you're like, I won't do it.
No. Nope.
Still won't?
Nope, still won't.
Okay, fine. Be that way.
I'm sorry, but that's the way I am. You might as well just give me the money, and I'll shake your hand, and we'll part ways and say, well, thank you, because a job like that can't be repaired and done right without spending a lot of money.
All right.
And
do you have a website?
I think so.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. Kurtz Collision Center. They're on West Street here in Grinnell. Is their phone number?
Yes, 641-236-0323.
That's a good number to know, especially if you intersect with a vehicle, another vehicle, or an animal, or a stationary object. Tell them take it to Kurtz. Trust me on that one. I will testify to that. That's you will get your car back, and it'll be better than that. Yeah, you almost made me cry the day I saw that because the whole front end was gone, and I went and picked it up from you, and it was gorgeous.
Yep. We appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Well, let's see if we can't talk you out of that whole retirement thing here in a couple
nope,
of years.
Nope, not going to happen.
Kurt Heinzelman from Kurtz Collision Center on this Spotlight on Your Business here on 1410 KGRN.